Two home games down, two road games to go. Welcome to the Panthers.com video mailbag. I'm staff writer Max Henson. Panthers getting ready to travel to New England to take on the Patriots Friday night here at the midway point of the preseason. We've got a lot of questions, so let's get started. First one comes from the real Ty Barber, who asks, do Philly Brown and Fozzie Whitaker both have chances to make the 53 cut? And I think both those guys have certainly made a strong case for making this roster. I think Philly Brown, as at the wide receiver position, has made some plays. Certainly he's been able to use his speed to his advantage, and that's kind of what the main reason for bringing him in was. He's a guy who can stretch the field, has that playmaking ability, a little undersized, but has certainly shown that he's got the wheels to make a difference when he gets his hands on the ball. So he has had some flashes, some good moments. I think Fozzie Whitaker, we've all seen, he's been very impressive since he was brought in towards the end of training camp as a guy who came in not knowing what his future would hold, but it just decided, you know what, I'm going to run as hard as I possibly can and make the most of this opportunity. And man, what an impressive performance he put on against the Chiefs, running through some tackles, leading the team in rushing with over 70 yards. Fozzie Whitaker has really made a nice impression, and I think both those guys, certainly with their preseason performances thus far, have given them a real good chance at giving these coaches a long, hard decision to make, and that's all they can really ask for. Make the coach's decision harder, make it tough for them to choose between these last guys and give yourself a chance. I think both those guys have done it. Got our next question from Bosch.0, who asks, why do we trade Kenyon Barner? And I think, you know, when you talk about the trade of Barner, you look right to some of the guys we just were talking about. Philly Brown in the return game obviously had gotten a little bit more of an opportunity. That was a job Kenyon Barner had been fighting for. Talk about the running back position, those depth positions behind Williams and Stewart. And Fozzie Whitaker had impressed there, as we just spoke about. And I think you look at Kenyon's situation, and maybe this was not the best fit for him. You talk about just from an offensive scheme standpoint, what they were asking from the running backs here, what they do ask of them, between the tackle running, Kenyon just did not seem to click for him. And, you know, it was something that he had worked hard at, a sixth-round pick out of Oregon from last year, continued to work at it. But I think we've seen the production from the other running backs had kind of shown that Kenyon maybe had been a bit surpassed. Fozzie Whitaker obviously performed so well against the Chiefs. We saw Darren Reeves even break off a couple nice runs. Kenyon just seemed to struggle between the tackles and making something out of those runs in those hard areas and breaking through the tackles and doing what's asked of the running backs in this system. It's a power running scheme, and he's going to need to do that. And it just didn't seem to work out as well as the Panthers maybe would have hoped, so they make the trade with Philly for the 7th-round conditional draft pick in 2015. So I think a lot of those factors were the main reasons why Barner ended up being traded. Got our last question from Jeremy Poyd, who asks, has there been any talk of possibly moving Godfrey back to safety if the injury bug hits? He seems more comfortable there. And Dusty Perdue actually asked a very similar question. So to both of you guys, I would say no, there has not been talk of Godfrey moving back to safety. Obviously, he was Panthers free safety for a while and then moved to corner this offseason. There has not been talk of that. And really, when you're making this kind of position switch, there's got to be a commitment to it. And even if there is some tough growing pains and some tough transition, that's all part of the process. So there hasn't been talk of moving him. And I think that you look at this nickel position, it's a very important position in this Panthers defense. And I think they want Charles Godfrey to fight for that spot. Obviously, they use the nickel a lot. They're asked to do a lot, whether it be blitz and run support, playing close to the line of scrimmage, covering tight ends, covering fast wide receivers. I mean, there's a lot asked that position. And so I think the coaching staff likes the competition between Godfrey and rookie B'nai Ben-Wickery. I think they want to see how that plays out. Obviously, as you mentioned, the injury bug. Roman Harper has been out with a toe injury, but Rivera insists that he's not too concerned about that and the time he's missed. So as of right now, they like Charles Godfrey competing at that nickel corner, and they don't have any plans to move him. They're going to see how that all plays out. Well, thanks for the questions this week, everybody. We'll keep doing this video mailbag right here on Panthers.com.